world prepares to mark International Women's Day 2026 on March 8, 2026, under the theme Scaling Up Investment to Accelerate Access to Justice for All Women and Girls, as the national celebrations are expected to be held at Kololo Ceremonial Grounds on Sunday, March 8th. In Arua City, the event is expected to be held belatedly on Tuesday, 10th March 2026 at Arua Koa Primary Teachers College Playgrounds in Arua Central Division. During a press briefing ahead of the celebrations in Arua City, the stakeholders called on the people to turn up in large numbers to celebrate the day. Drate Judith, the City Community Development Officer, said the commemoration will highlight the struggles faced by the women and what the government and partners are doing to strengthen the plight of the women.
In this commemoration, we look at how women, how their struggles have been seen through, how their struggles are yielding fruit, how we should continuously embrace economic empowerment, improve the livelihoods of women, and also see how we can be able to shape the lives of young women and girls in their struggle in terms of education, in terms of their social, economic well-being, in terms of household management. For us as a country, to ensure that there's gender equality, how the government has been able to embrace some of the programs that are supposed to be focusing on women empowerment and gender equality.
The representative of Women Council, Aikoru Monica, said a number of activities are scheduled ahead of the celebrations.
There are going to be activities which we shall carry in that day, and some activities are carried before that day. So basically, we are going to sensitize school dropouts against violence. Before that day, we are going to do cleanness in the children's ward at Arua Hospital, which will take place on Monday 9. One of the activities is also community dialogue on rights of women. We know our women are so ignorant. Most of them don't know their rights and they feel inferior. So it's right to give them the right way to stay or to behave, and to empower them as women on their rights. And in that day, there's going to be football and netball.
Jackie Blessy, the country representative for strategic initiative in the Horn of Africa, SIHA Network, confirmed the positive impacts different interventions targeting women have created on the lives of women, especially market vendors in Arua City.
The theme of this year is scaling up investment access to justice for all women and girls in Uganda. I must say that it is not just access to justice of the legal part, but we are looking at the economic justice, we are looking at social justice, we are looking at gender justice. We have conducted advocacy campaigns around a lot of things, around economic empowerment for women. We have worked with women market vendors. We have established gender desks where access to justice is brought closer to the market vendors because of the nature of their work. We are not saying men do not face violence. Men do face violence. But if we are talking about the statistics, you find that the women and girls still overweigh the one for the men and the boys.
Kalsum Abdu Fadmula, the Secretary of Social Services, applauded the roles played by the partners in supporting the community services.
For the leaders, I want to encourage the women to bring the women from the grassroots. We should not suffocate them. We need to bring those ones at the grassroots up, and they need to know what is happening in the current world. Community development, we are fidgeting, want to see the next financial year, want to see a change. And in the sector of health and education, we have ordinances. I want to appreciate those who participated, or I want to appreciate you that by next financial year, I think we are going to begin implementing some of these ordinances.